We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into this Groundhog's Day edition of the Fantasy Bites podcast. Brandon Kravitz here with you to break down all the need-to-know information heading into Thursday's games. Couple of NFL notes to start you off with. Brock Purdy looking for surgery as an option to repair his injured elbow. If he does go that route, you're talking about at least a six-month recovery. In the meantime, the 49ers looking for a different quarterback. Kyle Shanahan's made it clear to the media that Jimmy G is just simply not an option. So it looks like we're back to Trey Lance. And I think for fantasy purposes, this is actually pretty exciting news. I know that we all got burned really hard by Lance last year. I was certainly high on him going into the start of the season, but he steps into another plush situation, still has weapons around him. In fact, even better than what he had going into last year with Christian McCaffrey on the team. Any sort of expectation, I suppose, should still be tempered just because of the injury that he sustained a year ago, but he's still the same talent. He's the same prospect. And so he'll definitely be one to consider in the middle to late rounds. Once those top guys are gone, he's somebody that still possesses a ton of upside, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. In other NFL news, Tua has cleared concussion protocol finally, but perhaps most importantly, the front office continues to double down on their support for their current quarterback, taking the Fins out of the conversation when we talk about potential movement at the position. We'll have more Super Bowl news for you when these guys start making their way to Arizona, but what I can tell you in the meantime is that the three wideouts that were injured in the AFC title game all did not practice yesterday. That being Mecole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, and Juju Smith-Schuster. In the NBA, we've got seven games tonight. Teams on a second night of a back-to-back. Always like to include that when I can. Only have two, the Grizzlies and the Warriors, so keep an eye out for any inactives with those teams. I guess LeBron James is just going to be questionable every night at this point with an ankle injury. James missed Monday's game against Brooklyn due to a sore left ankle. Darvin Ham has even told the media that it is a pretty sore ankle. So it is something that they're monitoring game to game. But then played on Tuesday and posted a triple-double. 28 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds in 43 minutes. So the ankle looks fine to me, but he's still dealing with an ankle issue heading into tonight's game. Keep an eye on that. His running mate, Anthony Davis, is expected to play, so we could see increased usage go his way if LeBron is out. Victor Oladipo unlikely to play tonight with an ankle injury. Hard to tell who would be the biggest beneficiary if he misses time. Maybe it's Caleb Martin. They just spread the ball around so much, I could really see them shrinking their rotation if he's out. Giannis is listed as probable tonight for the Bucks. His points plus boards plus assist numbers sitting at a sky-high 51.5. Keep an eye out for Brandon Ingram's status tonight. I noticed that his props were not available as of this morning. That's usually a sign of uncertainty. Unrelated to tonight, but some good news for the Suns and those who have Devin Booker on their fantasy squads. He's got a groin injury and has been ramping up his on-court work. Could see a return to the floor as soon as Tuesday. Let's turn to the betting side of things. Back-to-back wins eluded me with the Thunder shockingly dropping one to the Houston Rockets yet again. Let's see if we can find you a winner out there tonight. Use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS, earn a first bet offer up to $1,000. Let's look the way of a total tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks and the LA Clippers, primetime TNT, total sitting at a modest 231.5. I know the Bucks are thought of as this defensive team that likes to beat down their opposition, but they've really found their groove offensively as of late. They've been putting up some pretty high totals, 239, 245, and 272 just over their last three games. I think this is going to be a high-scoring one. Over 231.5, Bucks versus Clippers showdown later tonight. That is my play. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.